People always say Chicago is less of a big city and more of a collection of little towns. Those towns, of course, neighborhoods. And we continue tonight with our tour, which takes us to McKinley Park. McKinley Park is on the southwest side. The neighborhood actually surrounds McKinley Park. It runs along Archer Avenue between Damon, Western, 35th Street. The neighborhood butts up against Brighton Park, Back of the Yards, Bridgeport, and Chinatown. The working-class neighborhood was settled by the Irish, but when the factories came to the hood after the Chicago fire, with it came the Polish and other Central European immigrants. Those days are long gone, but the neighborhood still is a working-class community with a much larger and vibrant Mexican community. Politically, McKinley Park is the 12th ward, represented by Alderman George Cardenas. Chuy Garcia was the Cook County Commissioner for this area before he moved to Congress. Garcia's Cook County office still stands on Archer Avenue. But like many Chicago neighborhoods, McKinley Park has one foot in the past and one in the future, as many in the area brace for the inevitable wave of gentrification and development. So who should we talk to? How about my friend Dana Calderon? Dana has lived in McKinley Park on and off all of her life. Her family's been there for almost 80 years. I've known Dana for 25 years. She's one of the best producers in the business. She produces and stage manages events for the Chicago Park District, for the city, Gospel Fest, World Music Fest. If it's got the word fest in it, chances are Dana's working it. She chose the place, Lindy's Chili, at 37th and Archer. It's been serving up chili since 1924. What a great place to talk about the past, present, and the future of McKinley Park. Dana, where are we?
We are in McKinley Park. McKinley Park, as I affectionately call the culturally void triangle of the city, but we're going to change that.
Why and, that?
There's just, what do you mean?
Because there's nothing here. There's nothing here.
No theater or anything like that?
Nope.
Or, no.
Nope. No theater, no concert venue. No. Well, we got a park. McKinley Park is actually the neighborhood and a park.
Yeah.
And McKinley Park was actually the very first neighborhood park in the Chicago Park District because they were all along the lakefront. And then somebody, I don't know who it was, said, well, let's put a park in the neighborhoods. And they said, oh, it'll never work. So they did. It used to be a racetrack over here. And there are old pictures that the Park District now has up on their archives of all the parks. And if you just like Google your own park, you'll find these cool photos. So what is now our lagoon used to be a beach.
Wow.
And people had rowboats in there and they were swimming in there. And it was very cool. We don't have an alligator, but we have a lot of wonderful birds and nature and bees and things. We're expanding our nature area. We planted about 5,000
wow.
native plants a year ago, Earth Day.
It's such a big park, too.
It's huge. I mean, it's 6 acres.
Yeah, this is huge.
Yeah.
And it's one of the better neighborhood gems. I mean, obviously the first, but how much is it utilized? I mean, if you're living in McKinley Park, are you like, that's my jam. That's where I go.
Yeah, well, I hope so. You know, everyone in the city lives a 10-minute walk from a green space, open green space, which is great. So we're nestled in the center of Brighton Park, Pilsen, Bridgeport, and Back of the Yards.
Yeah, wow.
So all those folks are also coming into McKinley Park to use it as well. I hope. You know, that's what we want them to do. And when I first moved here with my husband, we loved to walk. So we would walk through the park all the time. Like, how come no one's out here? How come no one's out here? There's so much to do. And as things have progressed, I got myself involved with the Park Advisory Council. So I volunteer with them now for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
And we are there. We're volunteers, and we're there to bring in extra programming that's not provided by the Park District, which is like our farmer's
mm-hmm,
market.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in noontime concerts. We've got morning yoga. We've got lawn games, and that's all happening
that's
on a Sunday morning.
Right here. Wow.
But we've got an ice rink, and we've got a basketball court, and we've got
yeah.
a soccer field, and we've got a lagoon.
A
we've got fishing.
Right.
We've got, yeah, we've got the beautiful nature area.
So what kind of neighborhood is this? I love it coming down this stretch of Archer. And you mentioned the neighborhoods that surround it.
Mm-hmm.
Who lives in McKinley Park?
Everybody. It's a very diverse group, and it's really exciting. And that's what I really appreciate about moving from the north side to the south side. I'm a born and raised Southsider. I was here in McKinley Park for the first 5 years of my life. But my family was here since the mid-40s. So every Sunday, we'd come visit Grandma. She lived right over here on 34th and Wood. So I spent all my whole life here at McKinley Park. But it has grown to be more diverse. It's about 60-some-odd percent Hispanic. We've got a very large, increasing, growing population of the Asian community that's moving from Chinatown, which is exciting. We have African-American folks coming in. We have, of course, the Germans and the
mm-hmm,
Poles that were
mm-hmm,
here a long
right.
time ago. So it's a really great, diverse area.
This is considered a working-class community.
Very much
so. Obviously, there's a ton of industry that was here for
yes.
years. years. This was a all along Archer, and you could see it from the from 55 and yeah. down. But this is primarily, this was a working class community that, that found work in those factories.
Absolutely. Well, on 39th Street or Pershing Road, whatever you want to call it, that was the central manufacturing district for many, many years. And back in the day, public radio WBEZ was also right. housed over there with the Chicago Public Schools right. at 1819 with Pershing.
Right. WBEZ.
Board of Education.
Board of Education.
And what's the Z for? Nobody knew.
Throw an extra letter
nobody
in, right?
knew. But yeah, so those buildings were very, you know, they were kind of like, they brought in the workers and they provided some housing for them. And, you know, there was a big community. And then all that manufacturing jobs just left. So we're also not far from Back of the Yards. Mm-hmm. So all of that was there. And then Archer Avenue here was hugely populated with automotive places. And you still see a few of them.
Yeah, right.
But one of the biggest ones, C&J Auto, that was here for many years, they just left. And so that's all going to turn into housing.
Is that what
into,
it is?
Yeah.
And what is it, what effect does that have when you're a neighborhood that was known to be an industry neighborhood and have a working class community that worked in those factories? When those factories go, when they're gone, what's the effect? What's the impact on the neighborhood?
Well, that's a great question. I wasn't here when all that happened, to be honest. So it didn't impact me directly. But what I see right now is that we do have a much higher unemployment rate right in McKinley Park than we do nationwide. And we got to fix that. So one of the things that we're working on with the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, we received a grant from them to develop a neighborhood plan. So we want to bring back more jobs. We want to see the 35th Street corridor back up and running. That used to be department stores and ice cream stores and tailors and all kinds of wonderful shops, bookstores. And now it's vacant, 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 something, a little something that lasts for maybe a year and then they're gone. Yeah, yeah. So we want to repopulate that. We want to bring back jobs. We want to bring back economy. We want to bring back schools. We want to keep our park vital and vibrant for the kids and for the seniors as well. And we want to keep affordable housing, which is so important.
Like many of the conversations I have about the Chicago neighborhoods, it always seems to, we get to the issue of affordability. And there'll be some that say just the new families that are moving in and the development that's moving in, you'll see the rents go higher and higher and higher. Is that happening in McKinley Park? Are you seeing this to be an affordability issue in here?
Yes. Yes. It has been on all kinds of real estate blogs and websites as like the hottest new neighborhood, and that's scary for a lot of us. I mean, it's great in some ways that our house, that our properties are increasing in value, which is great, but that also means our taxes go up, which means we need to have better jobs for everybody to keep them here. We want to make sure that the people who live here now are able to stay here. But what we're also looking at and talking about are transit-oriented developments, which is kind of happening all over the
yeah.
city, because we're right here by the Orange Line.
Yeah,
we're
right.
so fortunate with transportation. We've got two Orange Line stops in McKinley Park. We've got the Archer Avenue bus, Western Avenue, Ashland, Damon, 35th Street, and 39th. So we've got a lot of great transportation, so people can come in here without adding additional traffic, which mm-hmm. is another concern. You know, when the houses go up, is there going to be more traffic? And how do we keep that safe and healthy, a healthy environment for everybody?
There's something great about when you go up and down Archer, and you even when you get off of 55 here and you come down, you see a different type of architecture, like an old school Chicago architecture, sort of A-frame houses. You see a more of a Chicago feel. You get this feel over here. Do you see that continuing, or is that a product of the fact that this is a working class neighborhood and development wasn't coming in? Or as you know, more real estate bloggers and whatever talk about this being the hot new neighborhood, are you worried about that character? About the
I personally am, yeah, because what I'm seeing going up are the townhomes, 2-3 floor townhomes. They're all connected and it's becoming the new normal here. That's what all of them are, and they're very expensive. I'm really surprised at how expensive they are. You're talking about the A-frames on Archer Avenue, but you go inside the neighborhood up those streets, and you're going to see all the old brick bungalows.
Yeah.
And we don't have, a lot of them are not the head they have in the front. I live in a bungalow, but they're the like square. They're like little boxes of bungalows. I still have our stained glass windows that are in there. We still have the original flooring. We have the original electric. It's so funny because when we bought it, all the original electricity was still in there. We had to rewire everything. but yeah, I mean, it's wonderful to be able to live in one of those beautiful old homes that they all look the same up my block. They're all exactly the same.
What I love about it, and even looking at the wall as we sit here in Lindy's, where, you know, we're in the bar area, and you look behind, and there's a black and white photo of the bar that we're sitting in, you know, from years ago. There seems to be a desire to cherish what was before and kind of keep it here. And that's something that Chicago wrestles with. You know this. We're wrestling this in every neighborhood for the last 20 years about if we want it to look like that or to honor the past or we want it to move forward. And I think you guys are kind of at the precipice of having to make that decision.
We are, and that's a big part of this neighborhood plan that we're working on. And one of the things that we've been talking about is just that, is the look. I mean, what do we, when we see this development come up, what kind of look do we want for the neighborhood? How high do we want these buildings to go? How big do we want them to be? And when I say we, it's the community, you know, in general. I volunteer with the McKinley Park Development Council, and we started out because things were being changed in our neighborhood without the community being aware of it or being a part of it. So we wanted to give them a voice. Everybody is always invited to our public meetings. We hold them once a month, and we rotate them. We don't have a housing area. We don't have an office. So when we take our meetings, we're at a different location every month, and it's getting people into the different establishments that are here in McKinley Park and getting those business involved in what we're doing as well.
Politically, this is a Chicago ward. When you think of the neighborhoods you mentioned that are surrounding McKinley Park, but politically, what kind of neighborhood is it?
It's a very liberal neighborhood. Very, very much so. Very liberal neighborhood. I mean, we are so lucky to have all of our constituents right here on Archer Avenue or just like two doors in. Our alderman is right here, McKinley Park. Our second district state rep is right here, McKinley Park. And our commissioner was until recently right here, McKinley Park. And that was Chuy Garcia, who is now in Washington. Mm-hmm. We need him more in Washington, so that's okay. And our new commissioner, Alma Anaya, she moved more towards a little village, I believe, or Brighton Park. But anyway, she left this office here. Still close.
But the political class here has has served well, has served the neighborhood well. Or yes. Do you feel like we need new leadership, that kind of thing?
Well, change is always good, right? Change is always good. And I think it's whoever is leading the pack, they need to work with the community. And the community needs to know that that is a public servant, and you are welcome to go to that office, and you're welcome to sit down and talk with them and make your voice heard. And, you know, let them know what you want. Yeah. You know, don't think that things are just going to happen without your voice and say, oh, that's just going to go up no matter what I say. It's not true. It's not true. So we've got a really strong community right here.
Other issues that communities face, crime. What's a crime situation, McKinley Park? You've got a lot of major thoroughfares here.
We do.
And of course, the expressway coming in as well. Does that impact crime here in the area?
McKinley Park in and of itself has been extraordinarily safe. I'm not going to say that we don't have problems with gangs and aspiring gangs, these junior gangs that just want to be, I don't know if I can say this, badass little kids, but they're just, you know, tagging. But if that's the worst of our crimes right now, we can handle this and we're getting a jump on it, right? So we've got to give these kids something to do, and that's where the park district comes in, and that's where our community gets more involved. You know, giving these kids something to do, giving the older teens jobs and a sense of self and a sense of self-respect. So we do have gangs that are bordering all of these neighborhoods around us. So we're in a spot where it can happen. It can explode any day now. But it's pretty darn crime-free. I'm real happy about that.
For you to have your family have such lineage here, we go back to the 40s. For you to live in this neighborhood now, when you think about your life and where you're at, do you consider yourself a lifelong resident? Are you going to stay in McKinley Park for the rest of your life?
I don't see myself going anywhere because I hate to pack. I hate to pack more than anything. So I hope I'm here for the long run. I think about that a lot. I think about the changes that are happening, and I think about where am I going to be 10, 20 years from now? What do I want from this neighborhood? So that's kind of part of my voice when I talk to our politicians and this neighborhood plan, saying, what do I want to see for me selfishly in 20 years? I do want to stay here. I love our park. I love being able to, we walk every everywhere. We walk to Brighton Park, to our restaurants out there. We walk to Pilsen a lot. I walk to Chinatown. I've walked to downtown. I did it once. I walked there and took the bus back. That was a long walk. But yeah, we walk a lot, and I want to make sure that it's walkable, it's bikeable, it's safe for everybody. And yeah, you know, when I'm an old lady, I want to be able to walk down the street safely and say, hey, I used to hang out here back in the day.
There's Dana. There she goes, walking by. Hey. Awesome to see you.
So good to see you, too.
Thank you so much for talking about your neighborhood.
Thank you for meeting me here. This is where my parents used to have their dates when they were much younger. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.